Wait another minute, then repeat. We can only send a plain message, Greg said. Tell them our comm systems were seriously mangled in a fight with a Tigran warship, which we have captured almost intact and are claiming as Victor's prize. Ash nodded. Silverlance, can you phrase that suitably in a response? End by saying we have set course and are underway.
Done, sir.
And select a number of targets from that list, some plausible given our weaponry. Send when ready.
Message has now been sent. Sir, do you wish to deploy the force field in a towing configuration anchored to the Starfire?
Inform the bridge of the Starfire, then deploy fields and lay in the intercept course.
Communication made, sir. Course set, thrusters engaged, we are underway. Greg smiled and nodded approvingly. Interesting that you use headsets and console pickups aboard the Starfire, while here it's all speaking into the air.
The difference is that on Hegemony ships they love the sound of their own voices.
They laughed.
I'll have to take the shuttle back to Starfire. Get the remaining crew evac'd over here, Ash said. And I have to be there in order to set the various self-destructs. And, in the meantime, I'm leaving you in charge. Temporary measure.
There's only 26 minutes till we make that intercept, Greg said. That's cutting it a wee bit fine.
It's not a problem. Tigrans are used to achieving results under pressure.
I'm relieved to hear it. Ash headed for the exit, which slid open, and he paused on the threshold.
Stay in your body armor and retain your sidearm. And you guards, bring Panabek out so everyone can keep an eye on him.
The Sandrukan engineer was brought out and seated at a round table by the rear bulkhead. Satisfied, Ash nodded to Greg and left. Greg went over and clambered into the big Sandrukan chair so that he could survey the situation as it unfolded on the semi-opaque holoscreens. There were 14 crew members still aboard the Starfire, close to a full shuttle load, and a round trip there and back could take up to 15 minutes. Timing was going to be tight. Just over 5 minutes later, the screens and ceiling lights in engineering flickered off and on.
Silverlance, Greg said. What just happened?
Power, powerless, said the AI. Auto-diagnostic reports. No anomaly or interruptions. This is incorrect. Initiating subsystem scrutiny. Hierarchic integrity is compromised. Alert! Main hold access doors unlocked. Sandrukan prisoners escaping.
Suddenly fearful, Greg recalled how the Starfire was taken over and remotely controlled by the Tigran Marshal Becker.
What's doing this? He said. Is it coming from the carrier?
No data. Objects of suitable complexity have been received. Anomalous interference coming from within this ship.
Unauthorized course alteration. Silverlance is now on heading B27902.8, heading away from Darien.
We're off course, he thought. We'll never stop that carrier now. Shouts made Greg look round to see the Sandrukan engineer Panabek walking unhurriedly across the floor. His guards, guns raised, were warily following until he stopped and turned to gaze at Greg. The listless bearing was gone, and now the eyes flared with anger.
You are a disease.